Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, July 30th, 2018. Today, endorsed by the United Nations, is International Day of Friendship. Berlin is the first federal state to completely abolish daycare fees. Starting August 1st, childcare will no longer cost anything for children under 1 year of age. The other 5 years before the start of school had already been gradually exempted from fees since 2007. However, parents in all age groups will continue to have to pay for food in the daycare centers in the future. The cost of lunch is usually 23 euros per month. Family Senator Sandra Schiris from the SPD emphasizes that free daycare for all means a noticeable financial relief for many parents. For many families in Berlin, it makes a big difference whether they have to pay Kita fees or not. At the same time, Schiris wants to promote the compatibility of family and career and invest in childhood education. She sees childcare facilities as educational institutions, and education must be free of charge. In the past daycare year, 2017-2018, the fees concerned 15,800 children under 1 year of age. Parental contributions totaled around 7 million euros. Federal Family Minister Franziska Giffey of the SPD wants the daycare centers throughout Germany to gradually be exempt from parental contributions. Parents' income should not decide whether and when children go to a daycare center. According to Giffey, 3.5 billion euros will be spent on childcare during this legislative period. As of September 1st, there will be another innovation in Berlin. The amount of the co-payments in the daycare centers, for example, additional sports activities, organic food, music or language lessons, etc., will be limited by law. Especially low-income parents will be protected from inappropriate financial demands. The scheme provides for an upper limit of 90 euros if parents wish to receive additional offers. It also contains specifications as to which additional contributions are possible for which benefits. A reporting obligation for daycare centers for which they levy additional payments from parents should also bring more transparency. There are currently around 170,000 daycare places in Berlin. Parents have a legal right to 7 hours of childcare daily. Demand is rising in the growing city, which is why the state has been expanding childcare for years. Nevertheless, it has recently become clear that there is a lack of places and educators. Consequence, many parents did not receive local care for their offspring. The Senate Department for Family Affairs now expects around 30,000 school-age children to leave the daycare centers and thus relax the daycare situation. Meanwhile, the expansion of daycare centers continues. The Berlin refugee aid organization Moabit Hilft rejected the nomination for the German Neighborhood Award. This decision was justified with the fact that Federal Interior Minister Horst Seehofer of the CSU acts as patron. The members of the organization stated that they were very pleased about the nomination for the Neighborhood Award because it gives them the feeling to not be alone and to do the right thing with their work. However, they overlooked an important point and were therefore forced to reject the nomination. Moabit Hilft takes issue with several controversial statements from Seehofer, such as, quote, "We will defend ourselves against immigration into German social systems, down to the last bullet." In 1987, he declared that, quote, "HIV-infected people must be concentrated in special homes." He also likes talking about German leadership culture and cynically amused himself that, quote, 69 Afghans were deported on his 69th birthday. The managing director of the foundation awarding the prize, Michael Vollmann, understands and respects the decision, though it creates a difficult situation for his team. He agreed that Seehofer exceeded verbal boundaries. However, he emphasized that a dialogue would be better than a retreat. The fact that Seehofer is Minister of the Interior is not in the hands of the foundation anyway. Vollmann hopes that Seehofer will take part in the award ceremony on September 5th. It is planned that last year's prize winners can ask critical questions to the minister. The celebration of Christopher Street Day ended prematurely on Saturday due to impending thunderstorms over Berlin. The organizers, in consultation with the police, announced that the major event, in which several hundred thousand people had taken part, needed to be canceled. Earlier in the day, hundreds of thousands of people celebrated the 40th edition of the parade on the streets. The participants called for tolerance towards lesbians, gays, and other sexual minorities. After the final rally, the big party was supposed to take place with performances by Israeli singer and Eurovision Song Contest winner Netta Barzilai and DJ World Star Felix Yein on the main stage at the Brandenburg Gate. The police called on the demonstrators to leave the event calmly, to avoid the Tiergarten and surrounding green areas because of danger of falling branches. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.